The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Potentially explosive devices intercepted after they're mailed to former President Obama, residences belonging to Hillary Clinton, and also CNN's home in New York, the Time Warner Building, which remains under evacuation because of the mailing there. Multiple agencies investigating, including the Secret Service, FBI, and the NYPD. Steve Gomez is a former special agent for the Bureau.
This is a huge organizational exercise, as I talk about whenever we deal with these major incidents. I mean, you're talking about four different locations here. So they are going to be interviewing everybody that have had any connectivity to the movement of those packages.
Those who've been evacuated from the Time Warner Center in Manhattan are now being moved even further away from the building as authorities are apparently preparing to transport the suspicious device received there. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselors Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I bring Counselors Chat to you for several reasons. One is to remove the stigma around seeking out counseling and mental health treatment. It seems to be the lowest thing on the totem pole in terms of importance. From my perspective, I think it's one of the top things that needs to be taken care of in our lives. In addition, it's about providing some education to the public about what good mental health looks like. And I do quite a variety of shows from all different topics that I believe do encourage good mental health. Now, October has a lot of, which every month does, has a lot of October's yada yada month. Anyway, it happens to be Emotional Intelligence Month. Now, some people have heard of emotional intelligence. Other people have not. Now, we do know about IQ. So an intellectual quotient, we take IQ tests, tells us where we are in the range of our ability to process logic. This is different. This is an emotional intelligence. So what does that mean? So the phrase emotional intelligence was, I believe, coined following a book called Emotional Intelligence, written in 1995 by psychologist Daniel Goleman. And this book really began to develop the idea of how important it is to have emotional intelligence, that IQ was not sufficient to be able to negotiate, for the lack of any other word, interactions with other people, friends, family, coworkers, just people. And that the idea is our ability to understand and manage our emotions, especially under stressful situations. This has really influenced my field of counseling. And I really thought it would be a good idea, being that October is National Emotional Intelligence Month, to provide some education on what emotional intelligence is all about. Now, the thing that's really interesting, or I find that's interesting, is quite often when I have couples, one of the issues tends to be the struggle for emotional connection. And intimacy. So intimacy is based on how we connect emotionally. I'm not talking about physical intimacy. I'm talking, or you know, sexual intimacy. I'm talking about emotional intimacy, sort of that gut-to-gut connection where I'm feeling a connection with you emotionally. You're feeling connected to me emotionally. Okay, that is based on our emotional intelligence. Now, I share with clients all the time that our emotions have about five basic feelings. We have sad, mad, glad, afraid, and disgusted. Now, those four feelings, five feelings, have a range of volume. I that's the way I describe it. So I'll say to a client, you know, like the word mad, I could be kind of annoyed. I'm like, you know, I'm a little annoyed. Or I could be raging mad, where I'm ready to just throw something or kill somebody or something of that nature. Or, you know, I could be just kind of peaceful, or, you know, I won that however billion mega lottery thing that's going on right now, and I am beyond ecstatic, jumping around excited. So our feelings are like volumes, but they're really very, those basic sad, mad, glad, afraid, and disgusted categories. Now, quite often we grew up in families where there may be some dysfunction. And that dysfunction sometimes has to do with the way we are taught to handle our feelings. You're not allowed to be angry in this house. Boys don't cry. Or I'll give you something to cry about. What are you laughing at? Or, you know, you don't have any reason to feel sad. And so we're quite often taught that we are not allowed to have our feelings. In addition to that, we are often taught that the feelings that we see in other people don't exist. Like, Mom, are you crying? Are you upset? No, I'm fine. I'm happy. So we then say, I don't know, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? So oftentimes our ability to identify and talk about our emotions get put aside. And our emotional vocabulary can also be very limited. Women have, in general, have a much broader vocabulary in general, and also have a broader emotional vocabulary. Men, which I find quite often when I do couples counseling, are very limited on their feelings. So I review feelings with them. I have a feeling chart. It's actually from a feelings bingo game to have that up, and it's got feeling faces. And I even give assignments where I want people to have about maybe 100 feeling words. Have you felt them? Have you shared it? Have you reported it? How have you managed it? So, you know, just to encourage people to get in touch with some of those feelings. In addition, I say to people, use a dictionary, good old-fashioned dictionary or thesaurus. Look up the word. I'm going to look up the word mad. Well, what other words are related to that word mad? Frustrated, angry, pissed off, annoyed, you know, enraged, rageful. So just, and look those words up. See what connects. And sometimes it can actually help formulate a greater concept of the feeling that you're really having. The other thing is, because human beings are rather complicated, we can have feelings that combine. And I like to use the word bittersweet as an example. So it's something where I'm really happy and sad at the same time. So we can do that as human beings. So I want to talk a little bit more about emotional intelligence in general and what that looks like. So emotional intelligence begins with what is called self-awareness, or even self-control, or social awareness. So it's the ability to recognize our feelings and the impact that they have both on ourselves and other people. So the impact of rage, if I'm rageful, how does that affect people around me, people in my family, my friends, if I'm a very angry person, but also that self-awareness. It also is about recognizing what are my emotional strengths and my emotional weaknesses. So what do I mean by that? So an emotional strength, maybe I find that I'm very empathetic. So that means I can connect with other people rather deeply because I can understand what they're feeling. That's different than sympathy. Sympathy is, I feel bad for them that they're feeling that way. Where empathy is, I can understand the feeling. I know what that feels like. Or I can at least imagine what that would feel like. You know, I've never had my home destroyed in a hurricane. But we've had some really bad hurricanes as of late, and I can imagine how devastating that must feel to have your home washed away. And an emotional weakness, for some people, it can be the lack of empathy. It can also be anger. Like everything I do, I have anger attached to it. I'm angry all the time, or sadness. I always find myself depressed. I'm just always sad, and I kind of live my life with this gray cloud. The other thing too is about how I manage my emotions and how they affect my thoughts and my decision making. So if I am prone, if I have a weakness towards anger, that may be my first reaction to something. Rather than having empathy for the situation, my response is angry. And that anger may then help me or hurt me in the way I make a decision. So instead of getting all the information about a situation, I've jumped to conclusion and I've said, this person is awful and I'm going to take out my revenge. And this person may actually be completely innocent of anything, but I am wearing, I'm going to say, like sunglasses. I'm wearing glasses so that that everything I view is through these angry red glasses. So that's the lens that I look through. And the other thing, too, about self-awareness with emotions is recognizing what is actually going on under the surface. So what is influencing what either others do or what I do or say? So, you know what, I'm recognizing that I happen to be a relatively angry person or a relatively depressed person, or you know, I'm living in a pink cloud all the time. It doesn't matter what happens, everything is wonderful. And I think some of us know people like that. And do we use it to our advantage? So I may use my anger to my advantage. It's very passive aggressive or aggressive, but I may use it. Another thing about good emotional intelligence is, do I pause? I have, and I've mentioned this before, a stop sign in my office, and it says stop, think, and choose. So red, yellow, and green. And it's for anger management particularly, but basically I need to stop. What am I feeling right now? What if I react rather than respond to that feeling? What is going to happen? What is going to be the consequence? Am I reacting too quickly? Am I being a hothead? Do I need to step back and pause and make a better decision? Refrain. I say this all the time with couples counseling. Choose the words. If you're angry, you may want to step back, pause. Think about what it is that you want to say. How you want to say it in a way that's going to be less damaging. Think of it that way. I don't want to damage my relationship. At the same time, I'm angry and I need to express that anger, but I'm not going to do it in a way that's going to be hurtful. I'm not going to do it in a way that's going to tear down or belittle. This is where I statements come in. So I want to say, I feel angry because you came home at 8 o'clock. And I was really also worried that something happened to you. You didn't call me that you were going to be late. Okay. I words. So I'm managing my anger rather than having my husband as an example come in the house. Where were you? I'm screaming. Okay. So I pause, think about my feeling. I come up with the way I want to respond. I don't react. Okay. So I'm going to take a little commercial break. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. I don't believe I had mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but I do have my master's in counseling. I am a licensed professional counselor. I'm nationally certified. I do have a small practice here in Flemington, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. If you're interested in getting more information, you could follow me on Counselors Chat or LinkedIn. Counselors Chat is on Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, MANCCLPC. And so I also post some things there. Or you could go to my webpage, www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor, O-R.net. I'll be back in just a few moments.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is mostly cloudy today with a high near 55. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 35. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 52. And Thursday night will be partly cloudy with a low of 34. Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 53. And rain will be likely Friday night with a low around 41. Saturday, rain could be heavy at times with a high near 49, rain Saturday night, and a chance of showers before noon on Sunday. So, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about emotional intelligence. It is, October is National Emotional Intelligence Month, and it is something that I think is really important to talk about. We talk about our IQ. This is about our EI, so our intellectual quotient, not our EQ, or not our IQ. So some of the things that I was talking about, thinking about how we feel, that self-awareness and how we present our feelings. Pausing, thinking a little bit before we react. In other words, it's, I'm going to respond. And I say this, you know, reacting, oh my God, fire, put it out. Or I know, okay, there's a fire, I'm going to go get the fire extinguisher. I know how to respond to it. I'm not going to react. Good emotional intelligence means that I strive to control my thoughts. So our thoughts move really quickly. And our initial ability to control them is pretty small. Practicing some mindfulness and self-awareness can be helpful so that my initial thought to, the guy that cut me off on the road is, he's a terrible driver. I'm going to pause and then I'm going to control my thought, you know, or the cashier, my gosh, was she rude to me? I'm going to, let me just pause. Maybe she's having a bad day. So that I can work at refocusing my thoughts. this is part of a little bit of cognitive behavioral therapy, in that when I recognize that I have a belief system that is triggering a reaction that is over the top, okay, I can say, oh, wait a minute, my emotional reaction is awfully strong. It might even be too strong for the situation. And I work at changing the way I think to changing the way I think to lower the volume of the emotion. One of the things with emotional intelligence is I actually see that criticism can be beneficial. So, in other words, I don't jump to, well, how dare you? Okay. I stop. There's that pause. I think, okay, this person just said something to me. Let me think about, does it apply? If it doesn't apply to me, I need to let it go. I'm not going to react to it. I'm going to see if that, you know what, yeah, you know, I really was, you're right. I think I overreacted to this particular situation and I want to apologize. Or, you know, you're right. Whenever that happens, my reactions tend to be over the top. I'm going to use that word again. And it's something that I want to work on so that I don't jump to conclusions. I don't quickly, you know, react to anger, or when I am disappointed, I don't quickly go into this state of depression. I'm beginning to learn how to take the criticism that you may have, see if it works for me, see if it is founded. If it's unfounded, let it go. Let it go. Let it roll off my back. One of the good things about having some good emotional intelligence is being able to show yourself authentically. So that doesn't mean that I hang all my feelings on my sleeve and tell everyone how I feel all the time. But it does mean that I do have that sense of self-awareness, that I can say what I am feeling right now, that it helps me stick to my values and my principles. I'm not overreacting again or over-responding. I just know that this particular feeling, okay, I might be feeling some anger towards something, but I'm not overreacting to it. And I'm letting someone know if I think that it's appropriate, that, you know, I'm feeling really angry about this situation. The other thing about, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier, about having good emotional intelligence is the ability to show empathy. So, again, the difference between sympathy and empathy. Sympathy is, oh, gosh, you poor thing. That's really too bad. Oh, man, you know. Yeah. Sucks to be you. That's sympathy. Rather than empathy is, oh, I can imagine that you must feel devastated. You have lost so much, and I think I would be crushed if that happened to me. That's empathy. And again, it doesn't mean you have to agree. If empathy doesn't mean that you agree, it just means I can imagine what that must be like for you. Now, I may actually have a different emotional response to a similar situation or even the same situation. So I'll use this, I can't stand my boss. I can't stand my job. My coworker loves my boss, loves the job. We both get fired. They're downsizing. Okay, we both get laid off. I'm really happy. Oh, finally, I'm out of that awful place with that awful boss. My coworker, oh my gosh, I loved what I did. I lived for my job. And, well, I can say, yeah, you know, I understand that you might feel that way. And I can identify with having a job that I really love That's what I'm hoping for. That was not what I had at this job, but it was what you had. And I can definitely, you know, imagine how crushed you are for losing that job. One of the things about having good emotional intelligence is the ability to praise others. So that instead of craving praise, it's that I'm able to praise others. And I might be able to do that even if, like, you did a really great job. It helps build trust so that sharing that I appreciate someone or having that ability to be genuine with that. Like, I truly appreciate the work that you're doing. That's, you put a lot of effort into it, and I'm really grateful. There's also the ability to give good feedback. And when I say good feedback, that doesn't mean that it's positive. It means that I can give negative feedback in a way that is not cruel, hurtful, shaming. So I'm able to critique others in healthy ways. In addition, critiquing may also include positive. So, you made this souffle. The flavor was excellent. The texture was great. The only thing is, I think maybe the temperature was too high, and that's why it didn't rise. I'm using that, you know, souffle is supposed to get big and puffy. That would be the only area where I would, you know, maybe say that some room for improvement. So a couple weeks ago, it's just, oh gosh, yesterday was 1 week since returning back from both England and France. Fantastic trip. And one of the things in England would be high tea. And having high tea, especially where we were in Somerset County, which is an interesting Somerset, Dover area. Devon, sorry, Devon counties. They had what is called clotted cream. Now, clotted cream is very interesting. It's not whipped cream and it's not butter. It is a process where you take heavy whipping cream, and I've been learning, not ultra-pasteurized. They prefer non-pasteurized, but just pasteurized, not ultra-pasteurized. Can work. And you put it in the oven for 12 hours on a very low temperature, and the butter fat rises to the top and separates from the whey, and then you put it in the refrigerator, and you can then take off the cream that's come to the top, and you've got clotted cream. So I thought, I'm going to give it a try. I went and I bought at a store pasteurized, not ultra-pasteurized, heavy cream, and 12 hours in the oven. I forgot it. So burned it. So one of the things that I learned is that I can make clotted cream. The other thing that I learned is I really need to be cognizant of the time. So, you know, that's my husband. She said, this is good. It's a little crusty. It's been in the oven too long. And I'm excited about trying it again. So helpful feedback. Okay, I'm giving myself helpful feedback, but also got some good feedback from my husband. Having good emotional intelligence means I have the strength and the ability to say I'm sorry. I recognize I made a mistake. I've hurt someone. I've done something, maybe even inadvertently, that someone's gotten hurt. And I have the ability to say I'm sorry. I apologize. I can actually make an amend, which is an interesting thing. One of the steps of 12 steps in AA is being willing to make an amend. So an apology, I'm sorry, needs to be heartfelt, and it needs to really be an amend. So I'm going to fix the situation. I ran into your fence and I knocked down a couple of the panels, and I'm sorry. It's, you know, tough being you. Okay. That's not good emotional intelligence. It's, I'm really sorry, I apologize, I will get it fixed for you, it will be repaired, I'm sorry for any inconvenience. Okay, ability to apologize in a meaningful way. Good emotional intelligence requires the ability to forgive and forget. That one's always a hard one, because forgiving, most people are confused with that. Forgiving is not about letting someone off the hook. In other words, somebody broke into my house and they stole my silver and they ransacked the drawers and left a mess and they got caught and they're being prosecuted to the full extent of the law. They will be going to jail for 5 years. I'm making this up. So to forgive them doesn't mean it's okay what you did. No consequences. Let them go. I can do that, but that's not really forgiveness. Forgiveness means that I am not going to carry the resentment. I'm not angry about it. Yes, you will have consequences for your actions, but I am not going to walk around being angry, losing sleep over it, having negative thoughts about you, wishing evil on you. I'm not going to do all of that. I'm going to let it go. And forget is the letting go. So I'm not going to hold resentments and I'm going to let it go. It's not about I don't remember what happened. Of course I remember what happened. I don't lose my memory when I forgive and forget. I do remember. I will always remember. I just don't hold it against you. So think about in the financial world. One of the things that we say to people is that we can forgive and forget the debt. So you borrowed $5,000 from me. You've paid back $3,000. I can say, you know what? Just forget it. Just forget about it. You don't owe me the rest. Okay. Does that mean I forget that this transaction ever happened? No. I'm not senile. I'm not dealing with memory loss. But what I'm doing is I'm saying, you know what? We've reached a conclusion. I don't expect you to pay anymore. You've done really well. I'm not going to be angry with you. We're just going to forget it. Forget about it. Just let it go. We're just going to let it go, and we're going to move on. Now, does that mean also that I will lend you money again? No, because again, I don't forget. Does it mean that I let the person who broke into my house come in and have whatever they want? No, because again, I don't lose my mind. I just let it go. I don't think about it. I don't dwell on it. I don't carry resentment about it. It just is what it is, and I move on. So I'm going to take another little commercial break. It's important that we let our sponsors be heard so that we can continue to provide the Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, He's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor, meaning I have my master's in counseling, and I am nationally certified as a counselor. I do have a practice here in Flemington. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do as a counselor, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's altarolecounselor.net. Roll two L's, counselor, O-R.net. If you have any suggestions, please feel free to give me a call at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. You can make a suggestion for a show topic, or you can leave a comment in terms of anything that you want to say about any of the shows that you've heard. If you go on to Counselor's Chat, which is my Counselor's Chat Radio Facebook page, you can scroll down and you can see other shows that I have done, some of which you may have to go to the archives of the Hunterdon Chamber Radio to listen to, and others are live streamed like this and then recorded. So they're on Counselor's Chat. The other thing, too, if you're interested in making an appointment for some counseling, I do a lot of work with people who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol. So people who are either looking to get into treatment, I can help you get into treatment, help you get into detox, and then do aftercare with you, or do the aftercare after you get out of a rehab. I work with families where there's addicts. I work with couples where someone might be struggling with addiction, alcoholism. I work with people who have grown up in families where there is addiction or dysfunction. So adult children of alcoholics or dysfunction would be a category. I work with people who struggle with codependency. And that's a lot of that sometimes is all part of the same makeup of being in a dysfunctional family. With that being said, I also work with people struggling with depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, grief and loss issues, anger management issues, and as I had said earlier, I do work with a lot of couples. So that would probably be a good overview of what I do. I've been a counselor for over 33 years and been in private practice now for in my 19th year. I celebrated 18 years October 1st. So that's a long time, and I'm hoping to continue to do this. I do Counselor's Chat really to help remove the stigma around counseling and also to provide education in terms of what is good emotional health. And today I'm talking about emotional intelligence. October is National Emotional Intelligence Month, and I thought it would be a good idea to give you some information in terms of what that is. Now, in 1995, a psychologist and science journalist, Daniel Goleman, published a book introducing emotional intelligence to the world and to our field. And it quickly became a bestseller and has greatly influenced the way people think about and talk about their emotion and human behavior. Just to go through a few things before I finish up. I talked about the way, you know, we think about our feelings in self-awareness, pausing before we react. In other words, I'm going to respond. So this is all part of good emotional intelligence. Striving to control our thoughts. So if I notice I have a really negative thought, I'm going to work at changing it to something more positive. Recognizing that we benefit from criticism. So that I can take what I like, what might work for me, and take a good look at myself and say that applies. And if it doesn't apply, I let it go. That I act authentically. So I'm not acting as if someone else affected. I'm not doing anything other than sticking to my values and my principles. So I am who I am. I demonstrate empathy towards others. And as I said, empathy and sympathy are definitely different. Empathy doesn't mean that you agree. It just means that I could see from your perspective how that must feel for you. Not, oh, you poor thing. But I could see that this is really hard. This is painful. My gosh. Yeah, you know, if I won those mega bucks, I would be really ecstatic too. The ability to praise others and compliment others and give good, helpful feedback. So it's not about tearing somebody down. It's about saying, you know what? Yeah, there's some areas for improvement here, but you did a really great job at least giving it a try. The ability to apologize and the ability to forgive and forget. Like I said, forgiving is letting go of resentment and then letting it go. You know, not holding on to the emotions, allowing the emotions to keep you hostage. Another thing about good emotional intelligence is being able to keep a commitment. Now, there are times when I say, oh, we're going to do this and that, and then we have to break it for whatever reason. It does happen. And sometimes, you know, plan to go to movies and something came up and, you know, I need to cancel it. If I find that I do this all the time, I need to look at myself. But because there are times that we may cancel for whatever reason. At the same time, if I make a commitment, if I promise a child someone, if I promise a coworker or my boss something, I do my best to meet the deadline, to meet those needs. One of the things that I say to parents all the time when we're talking about children and making a commitment to children, don't jump to say yes. Say no first. That's your pause. I'm going to say no first. I'm going to think about it. You know, can I have a sleepover? I have 17 friends I want to invite for a sleepover on Friday night. Well, you know what? Let me think about this before I say yes. So right now the answer is going to be no. And I'm going to make that pause. I'm going to think about it before I make my decision. And so it's easier to go back and say, well, you know what? Out of those 17 people, pick five. Five is good. Not all 17. Again, making that up. But that's the thing. So, you know, keeping a commitment, keeping your word is really important. And it shows that you're reliable, that you're trustworthy, that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. And that means you're going to be the person that you say you're going to be. And like I said, sometimes, yes. Sometimes we do, you know, yeah, I promise we're going to go see that particular movie. And then things happen. And so, you know what, I'm really sorry to against that. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I just don't think it's going to happen. It's like I have some friends, they have to move. And made a commitment for this weekend to go help them pack. I'm not going to back out of that. I've made it's a pretty good size commitment. And I don't think it's fair to them if I back out, unless I have a really good reason. So another thing about good emotional intelligence is the ability to help others, being willing and ready to roll up your sleeves when someone is in need and say, you know what, I'm here for you. Let's tackle this. Just like I said, I'm going to help somebody pack, my husband and I. And we're here to do this. We're going to give you some hours. I'm willing to help you and lend a hand. Because you're important to me, and what's going on is I'm here to help you and support you. And the last thing that's really important in good emotional intelligence is being able to protect yourself from emotional sabotage. So what does that mean? It means that you don't manipulate others with feelings, and you can also recognize when you're being manipulated by others. So it has to do with manipulation. Oh, you know, aren't you going to feel bad if you don't do such and such for me? You know, no. You don't want to use feelings as a weapon against other people. So I hope this was useful. Emotional intelligence is very important in terms of the way we relate to people, our coworkers, our family, our friends, and in the way we take care of ourselves. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll. I am your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back next week. And please follow me on Facebook on Counselors Chat. I would love to get some input and likes me. I'd like that. Anyway, I will see you next week, and I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
USA Radio News.
A suspicious package was found today at the home of Bill and Hillary Clinton, according to a law enforcement official. A package was also sent to the Washington, D.C. home of former President Barack Obama, but that was intercepted by Secret Service. Fred Burton was part of the State Department Counterterrorism Task Force.
The forensics, based on my experience in working these package bomb cases, will lead to the identification of the suspect, very similar to the recent Austin bomber that we had down here in Texas.
A package was also sent to CNN. Now, we're hearing that package was addressed to former CNN contributor John Brennan. The White House has come out and condemned the attacks. One winning ticket was sold for the record Mega Millions jackpot of what turned out to be just under $1.6 billion. That winning ticket was purchased in South Carolina. Now, South Carolina is one of the states, so that you may remain anonymous, so we may never know who actually won the big jackpot. This is USA Radio News.
This is the National